Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chelsea, Toby and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, experts are warning Moreton Bay is at risk of an algal bloom. Healthy Land and Water Chief Executive Julia McLellan said the increase in water nutrient levels from flooding across the decade was responsible. McLellan said, quote, definitely the risk has increased. Professor Fran Sheldon, head of Griffith University's School of Environment and Science, said the sediment in the bay made a bloom more likely when the conditions change in summer. She said, quote, if it's not this year, it could well be next year. The warnings come 2 decades after the toxic algae Lingbia bloomed across Moreton Bay, closing beaches and burning the skin of those trying to remove it. And in other local news, the Queensland government has collected hundreds of millions in property tax as the land tax net widens. More than 204,000 properties are now captured by Queensland's tax regime. The substantial increase in the number of properties taxed has prompted the Real Estate Institute of Queensland to renew calls to lift the $600,000 threshold. The Queensland government has ruled out any increase to the threshold.
In national news, in a new safety online code, search engines will have to blur image results of pornography and redirect searches of self-harm or disordered eating to mental health support services. It will apply to search engines like Google or Bing, as well as app stores, social media services, online pornography services, and generative AI services. Taking effect from December 10th, this code is intended to protect children from accidental exposure to age-inappropriate material like pornography, high-impact violence and content promoting harm. The new code is separate from the social media age ban, which is coming into effect from December 10th also.
Education leaders have released an open letter against News Corp Australia's, quote, misleading and crude, end quote, leaks tables ranking schools against each other based off NAPLAN results. The Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, or ACARA, which administrates the NAPLAN testing, says the ranking of schools just off raw marks distorts the perception of a school's achievements, not taking into account wealth disparities between communities or the influence of students' progression and parental education. The ACARA has signed the letter along with the Teachers Union, Principal Associations, sector leaders, academics and parents groups. Brad Hayes from the Independent Education Union has said, quote, schools are incredibly complex and diverse. Reducing them to a simplistic leaks table without context does a disservice to our schools' communities, end quote. AEU Federal President Corinna Haythorpe echoes this sentiment, saying that the publication of the leaks tables is harmful and a weaponization of the NAPLAN data.
In international news, the Eurovision Song Contest is under fire this morning after organisers did not vote on Israel's future participation, allowing them to take part in next year's event. After overwhelming opposition to the war in Gaza, many have been calling for Israel to be excluded from the song contest. However, Israel has been cleared to compete after European Broadcasting Union members decided to not call a vote. The contest now faces the prospect of mass withdrawals, with various countries like Spain, Ireland, the Netherlands and Slovenia already deciding to boycott the event. Collectively, these nations have been Eurovision winners 14 times and are often big contenders or fan favourites in the event.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 8am news. We'll be back at 9am with more. So in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.